اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Atla Jawadi brings two different words from the Quran that talk about the opposite of guidance. We have what is called al-dalala, and we also have what is called al-ghawaya. You see this word ghay, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. This word ghay is the second opposite that Atla Jawadi brings. So what's the difference between the two, and which is the one that we are trying to avoid over here? Dalala is that misguidance where it results in us missing the path. It results in us going off track. The path is there. We want to take the path, but we end up stepping away from the path. Al-ghawaya, on the other hand, is not knowing the goal. We are walking aimlessly. We are shooting arrows aimlessly. Or we have the wrong goal. So you see, dalala is to do more with the path. Al-ghawaya is more to do with the goal. We see these occurring in different verses of the Holy Quran. If we take an example of a couple of them, then we'll be able to see which one is the one that we are asking for over here to avoid. For example, وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Whoever changes faith for disbelief, certainly he strays from the right way. And you see the word dalala there, and it's referring to this path. This path is the one that they have deviated from. Then we have إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ. Allah is talking to Shaytan over here. Indeed, as for my servants, you do not have any authority over them. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Except the misguided who follow you. Here, Shaytan is not just being followed by those who are trying to go on the track but get deviated. He is being followed by those who have been deceived by him in terms of what goal to follow. Sometimes it means, especially what we see in today's day and age, this concept of nihilism where there is no goal at all. Life is just being lived for the sake of living it. Or there is a goal, but it is the wrong goal. Those are the ones who are termed the ghaween. If we look at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, then we see that both of these are being negated from him. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Your companion has neither gone astray nor amiss. In other words, he has not just he has both stayed on the path, and he also has the goal ready in front of him. Both of those types of hidayah have been achieved by him. What is the one that we are asking for over here when we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم? Here we are asking for the one that is the opposite of dalala. How do we know? From two ways. One is because we've already established that this path is asking, or this guidance is the second type of guidance, the takwini guidance, because we've already established the goal, we've already established the path and the ibadah, and so we already know that, and we want to make sure that we stay on this path and we are helped along on this path. The second clue is at the end of the surah we say, وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Do not make us be of those who have gone astray in terms of this dalala.